How using an upsell can create more profit. Hello, it's John, marketing for owners. You know the score. If you're not sure, who is this guy? Who is this masked Avenger? Well, that's not a mask, that's what I look like. First of all, if you haven't seen it, this if you're just listening on iTunes, hello. If you're on Stitcher, hello. If you're on SoundCloud, hello you too. But if you didn't realise, this is recorded as a video. You can see what I look like, and I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm not in the Avengers. You can go to marketingforowners.com/podcast/644, because this is episode 644. If you just go to /podcast, you'll see them all. Well, I've been doing them for years. But what do I do? Okay, very simply, I have, as well as the grey hair, that comes from 30 odd years of building and running my own small businesses. Yes, not multi-million, we do a few million quid, but not like international conglomerates. Businesses just like yours. And I've learnt a few things. I've learnt a big list of what not to do, I can assure you. And you have to do it to find out that you don't need to do it. I did that. I did it for you. So if you listen to some of the things I tell you, it saves you having to learn what not to do. I can just tell you. But also, amazingly, by a stroke of luck, I found out what to do. What to do to make my business easier. In good old E-Myth style. And Michael Gerber is a mate. Good old boy. I spend every other month out of the country. My businesses run as normal. I can show you how to do that and how the best place is go to theownersclub.co. Go there, join the Owners Club Gold. It costs, yes, it costs, it's 29 English pounds per month. I think, is that $35? Something like that. But hey, it's good. You can have access to me. Oh, there's some goodies in there. If you want to know more, it's all part of the same thing, Marketing for Owners, the Owners Club, etc. Go to marketingforowners.com/freetime and you can book a time with me, because if you think, ooh, not going to work for my business, I can explain how it will. I won't try to sell you anything. I can just test me, ask me some stuff, and I'll help you with your business. If then you think it's worth £29 a month, go for it. Otherwise, it's free, no obligation. Anyway, back to this profits malarkey. So, remember, this is about increasing profits. Now, you might think, but John, you teach us marketing tips and entrepreneurial tips and business owner tips and stuff like that. Yeah, well, do I have to remind you that the whole point of this stuff, this malarkey, is to make a profit? Because if you make a profit, you can sustain your business. Now, of course, you may be thinking, but I earn all the money I want. We don't make any money after that. Well, that's not going to help, because then you've got nothing to invest, nothing to help it grow. And that means you have to settle for complacency. Yeah, it's not good. Not good for the long term. You need to grow a bit, even if you don't want to grow huge. So I recommend you make a profit, you take a bit out, you leave a bit in for a rainy day, and you invest a bit. There you go. So we need to make profits. Profits come from, you can cut costs, but that'll only take you so far. You should make sure your costs are not out of control. That'll only take you so far, as you'll see from large companies. You can cut costs so much, but then it starts to get a bit annoying for the staff. So the best way is to increase sales in a profitable way, not selling for selling's sake. Okay, there's actually only three ways you can increase the revenue of a business. One, didn't you realize that? Three ways. We'll get into that in another podcast. I have covered this before. If you search on the site for three ways to increase revenue, I think it is. But yeah, there really are. Think about it. One, get more customers or clients, whatever you want to call them. Number two, increase the amount of money they spend each time they buy stuff. So no, increasing prices doesn't count, that increases that. Call it average order value, basket value, whatever you want. And number three is increase the frequency in which they buy. So get them from once every 6 months to once every 5 months or 4 months or, yeah, you follow? So this one is in the bracket of number two, which is increase the amount of money they spend at each visit, the basket value, the average order value. So if your average order is, say, £100, $100, if you could get that to increase to 105 or 110, it's all good. Now, if you can make it happen so that it also encourages them to try new services, now that is different. That is even better. So this isn't as simple as, so we're talking about upsells. So upsells is when you go to buy something online and you say, yes, I'll have that. And the next screen says, oh, wait, before you go, how about you add this? You've got 5 minutes, just a one-off opportunity. It's half price. You'll never see it ever again. And you think, oh, do I need that? And the reason they do it is because people will buy it. It increases the value. Again, another podcast on that. So this is much more than McDonald's, right? McDonald's are famous. So most people when they talk about upsells just say McDonald's. Of course, you ask for a burger and they say, would you like fries with that? Do they even still say that? But anyway, that just to let you know, in simple terms, in the old days, McDonald's used to make something like, is it 9 cents when they sell a burger? But when you add the fries, they make something like $1.03 from the same person who's already in the store at the same cost. So that's how this comes about. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, if I sell cars, I can't just throw in another car at half price. Yes, so let's give you some examples. There are many, you will have to figure this out, but if you are an accountant, okay, people are paying you to do their accounts and so on, hopefully you've got another service that you offer. You may offer to do their monthly cash flow forecast or their budgeting or something like that. How about you offer that service at half price as a sample, or 1 month free, or 1 month half price, or 3 months for the price of two, or something like that. I'll get back to why in a sec. If you are a massage therapist, they've had a massage, how about offering another service such as an Indian head massage at half price to try it out? Now, with both of those, what happens there, not only do they spend extra at the time, something that doesn't really cost you extra, but you're letting them test a new service, and once they've tested it, they may like it and may buy it again and again. But they were already there. You didn't have to do any extra marketing. They were already there. That's how I want you to think. That is how an upsell can encourage more profits, not just in them, in that case, but by getting them to test something that they haven't tested before. That's what's important. Of course, there's other upsells. I mean, if you are a consultant, you hopefully offer more than one service. Allow them to try the extra one for a discount at a special so that they can test it and then you can try them with an offer to get them to buy it. Of course, there are easier things. If you run a restaurant, we all know that we've paid £20 for a meal. And that's the good bit. The dessert that costs £5 doesn't cost £5 for you to make it, but you'd love people to buy it. How about you throw in a coffee? If they have a dessert, there'll be a free coffee. Today's special is, with all desserts, there's a free coffee. You might think, well, they were going to buy a coffee anyway. Oh, yeah. Where in your accounts does it show a column for stuff that people promised they were going to buy? I've only seen accounts with a column, something that says sales, cash in the bank. So, get the sale. That cup of coffee, you would sell for £3. That's what they see of value. That cup of coffee cost you 15 pence to make. Okay, 20 pence, whatever. Give it away, get the £5 sale. Simple as that. Anyway, basic theory, I'll leave it with you. It's Thursday. It is time for a Drive Time podcast. Today I am going to recommend Eventual Millionaire by Jamie Masters. Now, Jamie was previously Jamie Tardy, a married name. So Jamie Masters or Jamie Tardy is the same lady. She is wonderful, one of the best interviewers of successful entrepreneurs. She's been doing it for so long. She taught John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire how to podcast. She's good. Find it. Also, tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow's our ones to watch. And we have another lady, wonderful Nadia Koja. Now, she's from Vengage, and they do infographics and so on, but she shows how they built the business. It's all good. You'll love it. That's Friday. And there's another good one every Friday. Have yourself a super weekend. After that, I'll be back with more short ones on Monday.